Welcome to the Aspire Business Development audio blog. Celebrating business success, 5 ways for your business to be royal. On Friday evening, September 26th, the Kansas City Royals did something they had not done in 29 years when they clinched a berth into the MLB postseason, and the celebration was on. It was a great moment, not only for the team and franchise, but all Royals fans. Way to go, Royals! Your business may not have a celebration budget that includes cases of champagne, Oakley goggles for eye protection, or a cleaning service eager to tackle the aftermath, but that doesn't make your successes in business any less significant than winning a pennant race. It is easier for business owners to get so wrapped up in the daily grind, we forget to celebrate the successes we're having along the way. Not finding that time during the first few years of owning my dealership is one of the things about those days that I regret the most. My team was all in, and we were consistently reaching new levels of growth, bottom line and top line, year over year. It was nearly the end of the third year when it dawned on me that we had hit some pretty significant milestones and we had never really celebrated the victories. My experience and a lot of studies has shown that you and your employees will be more motivated and more charged up if you can authentically celebrate an achievement. So what can you do? Well, it doesn't have to be expensive. This may be the biggest misconception about celebrating an achievement. It isn't about spending a fortune every time something good happens, but it is about recognizing excellence, whether that's a sales goal, the number of days without an accident, someone going above and beyond, or collectively reaching a production goal. It's about putting a smile on the faces of those who helped achieve the result, letting them know they matter, that their efforts made a difference. And yes, this includes your own family and friends. So here's 5 meaningful yet inexpensive ways to celebrate success. Number 1, personally thank those who contributed to the success. How many times do we forget to simply look at an employee or a customer in the eye and say thank you? If you don't have employees, maybe it's a spouse or a business peer who supports you. Number 2, when an employee with a family goes above and beyond with extra hours of work or travel, and you know it has impacted their personal life, send a handwritten note to their home address and thank their family for the sacrifices they made in completing the project or sale. Number 3, at company meetings, recognize employees in front of their coworkers who displayed actions in the workplace that exemplified one or more of your company's core values. The acknowledgement could be for something done internally in your business or externally with a customer or at a community event. Number 4, take pictures of the event so it can be shared. Put it in a frame or include it in a newsletter. Pictures are worth 1,000 words, but first you need the picture. Number 5, breakfast burritos, pizza parties, or one of my favorites, if your business location allows, is the owner or management team grilling hamburgers and serving the team. When it comes to celebrating, the bottom line is you don't need to have cases of champagne to make your business royal. What you do need is an intentional effort to acknowledge those who contribute to the successes of your business as they are achieved. Throw in some sincere gratitude, public acknowledgement, and some time to reflect on things, and your business will be royal too. Congratulations to the Kansas City Royals for all their accomplishments this year. Feel free to share any thoughts about the Royals or ways you celebrate at your business in the space below. And we would love your thoughts on providing this audio version of our weekly blog. We really do appreciate your comments. I'm Chris Steinlogge with Aspire Business Development. Thanks for listening.